AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Government advisors are endorsing the use of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for kids 5 to 11.
The FDA advisors voted after agency vaccine chief Peter Marks noted the pandemic has not spared young kids.
Over 8,300 hospitalizations, about a third of which have required intensive care unit stays.
And nearly 100 deaths. Pfizer reported its study of elementary schoolers found a third of the dose given to teens and adults was nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infection. If the FDA itself authorizes the smaller doses, the CDC will also have to sign off and say which kids should get them. Moderna's also studying its own vaccine in younger children. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Profits for Google's parent company, Alphabet, went up 68% in the third quarter. Twitter posted a net loss due mostly to a lawsuit settlement, but its revenue rose sharply in the third quarter. On Capitol Hill were executives from YouTube, Snapchat, and TikTok to talk about the impact of their products on kids. Subcommittee Chair Richard Blumenthal says there's a lot of room for improvement.
I want a market where the competition is to protect children, not to exploit them.
Around the world, 150 people were arrested, more than $31 million seized in an international drug trafficking case involving sales on the dark net. This is Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
We are here today to expose those who seek the shadows of the internet to peddle killer pills worldwide.
The dark net is part of the internet hosted within an encrypted network and accessible only through specialized anonymity providing tools. The mayor of Dallas, Eric Johnson, says he tested positive for the coronavirus after being fully vaccinated. The Dow finished up 15 points. This is AP News. Israel is sending an envoy to Washington. There's a deepening rift over six outlawed Palestinian rights groups.
Israel's foreign ministry has told Army Radio the envoy would give administration officials in the U.S. all the details and present all the intelligence. Jerusalem last week designated some prominent Palestinian rights groups as terrorist organizations, sparking international criticism and repeating assertions by Washington that there had been no advance warning of the move. Israel's decision marks what critics say is a major escalation of its decades-long crackdown on political activism in the occupied territories. The State Department has said it wants more information on the decision. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
SpaceX is taming some toilet trouble on its Dragon capsules before launching four more astronauts. They hope toilet leaks won't compromise a launch early Sunday from the Kennedy Space Center. Ed Donahue, AP News.